Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 169. What will give power to God's last day's message? When some Gentiles from Greece invited Jesus to come, probably to Athens, he responded with his memorable words about a grain of wheat falling into the ground and dying and then bearing much grain. But he must remain steadfast, knowing that he would suffer in Jerusalem and die there for the world. He made a great promise, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." This he said, signifying by what death he would die, that is, on his cross. That big if and the universal promise of drawing all meets its fulfillment in Revelation 18, verses 1-4. Another angel will finally come down from heaven, having great authority. That drawing will be some people lifting up Christ on his cross as he has never before been lifted up. To draw all does not necessarily mean to win all. All will sense his drawing, but not all will respond favorably. Many will resist. Precious ones are to be called forth from Babylon, and a compelling power will move the honest in heart. God will restrain unbelieving relatives and friends so that it will be impossible for them to hinder those who feel the work of the Spirit of God upon them. The last call will be carried even to the most downtrodden of humanity, and the gospel message will close with power and strength. Servants of God will be endowed with power from on high to declare, "Babylon the Great is fallen," and souls scattered everywhere will answer the call. What will give power to the message? Lifting up Christ and Him crucified in a clearer way than any movie or drama could portray. Why hasn't Revelation 18 yet been fulfilled? We can't lift up Christ crucified while we also lift up self uncrucified. But the Holy Spirit will solve that problem. There is good news before us.